program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. I invite you to listen as I read a scripture in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 5 this morning. The Apostle Paul says, "And this they did, not as we had hoped, but first gave themselves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God." First things first. That's our theme of discussion. Paul is talking about giving in this verse of Scripture in 2 Corinthians 8, 5. For a considerable time during his ministry, he was preoccupied with this offering that was being taken up among the Gentile churches for the poor saints back in Palestine. They had lost all their worldly possessions in becoming a Christian. We read about it in Hebrews 10, 32 through 34. Here in 2 Corinthians, Paul mentions the eagerness of the churches of Macedonia, these Gentile churches, although they were very poor themselves. He mentions their giving liberally to this cause of the poor Jewish Christians. But he's pleased that he can observe that they had first given themselves to the Lord. This is a must in our giving. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Romans 8:32, "He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" We have freely received and should freely give. There is nothing stingy about true Christianity. This giving is made easy when we have first given ourselves unreservedly to the Lord. He gave his all. This is a prerequisite. It's a must in being liberal with the Lord. Giving is to be looked upon as an act of worship, just like the Lord's Supper. Acts 2:42 says, "They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread." Acts 20, verse 7, "Upon the first day of the week, they came together to break bread." And in 1 Corinthians 16:2, we find that those people were commanded to lay by in store on the first day of the week as God had prospered them. Yes, giving is an act of worship, just like the Lord's Supper. It's a shame, it's a disgrace, when church people merely look upon giving as a matter of raising money or the matter of paying just the church's bills. And this is the concept. How degrading. And it's even more shameful and disgraceful when religious people attempt to raise this money from the world. This may be done by direct solicitation or begging, bake sales, yard sales, you name it. True Christians will gladly reach down into their hearts and into their pockets and give liberally, regularly, and systematically. This will be no problem because they have first given themselves to the one who gave his all. What they are and what they have are at his disposal. How unchristian to expect the world to pay the church's bills. How degrading to the concept of giving being an act of divine worship. And while we're at it, what we are saying about first giving ourselves to the Lord applies to all worship. When a Christian gets up on Sunday morning or any other time the church is meeting, he doesn't even have to think about whether he's going to church or not. That was settled when he was baptized. He unquestionably and unconditionally gave himself to God. If God is first in your life and the church meets up on the first day of the week or any other appointed time, your first predetermined thought will be to assemble with those of kindred minds. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together." Oh, what a blessed privilege this is. Have you first given yourself to God? It makes all the difference in the world and in reference to the world to come. Yes, they first gave themselves to the Lord, and then they gave of their means. And it works that way. Thank you for listening today.